Jay has a lot of skeletons in his closet. Oh, but there's much more. He has skeletons just about everywhere. And then he decided he needed a museum to display them. Today, it's a place that is truly one of a kind. And his story is next on the American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Jay Villamoret has a passion for collecting animal bones and skeletons since he was a kid. He began a business providing skeletons to schools for education, but he always had a desire to open a museum, a dream that came true.
We get a lot of our specimens from zoos, from the wild. There's no animals being destroyed for our purposes. For instance, our 40-foot humpback whale was a stranding off the coast of Cape Cod, and with the assistance of some friends, they collected the skeleton.
The Museum of Osteology has over 300 skeletons. They include man himself.
A lot of our human skeletons come from China. A lot of them came from India. Back in the day, India used to allow their dead to be exported. And up until recently, China allowed the very same thing.
Jay's museum is truly a place to learn and to be amazed. It's not just a display. He educates visitors on the inner workings of the animal planet.
We didn't build a museum for money. It's quite clear, I think, when you come through the door. I like to tease, my wife and I could have bought a small island and lived happily ever after for what it cost us to build the museum. At $5 a piece for a mission, we've calculated it'll never even pay for itself in my lifetime.
He put his time and money into creating a beautiful facility on the outskirts of Oklahoma City.
It makes me feel very, very good to be able to see my dream come true, for one thing, and to share it with the world. It really is a good feeling to have a school group come in, and the kids, they come up to me and thank me.
Traveling the Countryside in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCray.